This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
The 2019 Garden Awards benefited from all the rain. It was just wonderful this year to see the gardens thriving. Back in 2017, it had been so dry that the first thing a lot of people were saying was, oh, I'm sorry, the plants are looking a bit tired and the lawn's brown. And whereas this year, the gardens were absolutely beaming. And as a result, the people were beaming. And that, I think, is what, as you heard in the different speeches tonight, that's what it's about. I mean, listen to that noise in the background. People are here celebrating action, you know, and that you can have someone like Avery, or you can have people in that edible, sustainable, edible enterprise category, young people, but then you've got Avery who's on the ends of the spectrum, you know, from youth to elder, and they're getting the same benefit from gardening. So I love the fact that we had different styles of gardens this year. We had the Land Care Award, which was wonderful because we're recognising other activities. We had, of course, the schools and a few new schools in and schools at different stages of their journey. And that's what we want. Like, the winners are really just a public statement that, you know, these categories are being recognised across the board, but the recognition of people nominating and getting the visit and having that spotlight on them, that to me is what it's about, to encourage more people to say, hey, our garden matters, and it doesn't have to be perfect. I don't want it perfect, you know, I want it to be your signature and your have your touch.
Well, your diamond isn't perfect.
Well, that's it. And my God, you only need to look at my melon to realise that, you know, I'm far from perfect. And I got asked recently, you know, some people took a photo of my verge garden and it was looking messy through their eyes. Whereas for me, that's the overwinter crop of canola, which provides flowers for the bees over winter. Then I'm going to chop it and drop it as feed to continue to transform my sandy beachside soil with my community compost. So, you know, these awards are about saying to people, hey, look at the landscapes around you. There's people doing good stuff, and your perception of that stuff doesn't need to be geared to perfection, because perfection takes many shapes and sizes. And whether that was the wonderful water feature in a residential garden, front garden, or whether it was within that retirement village, and what that does, that the people in the care part of the village, they get walked through there. So Avery's garden is actually serving a whole lot of community, whether she's there or not. And that's what a real street, community, verge, whatever you want to call it, that's what community gardening's about. And then, as she said, she's giving stuff away. She's going, here, have my fruit, have my cucumbers. She said, oh, I had so many cucumbers, I'm giving them away. And you know, when they give them away, then, you know, the kids there see it. And like the new garden at Mossman Primary School, that's changing the culture of the school already in 3 months, because the kids are eating fresh food. They're picking cherry tomatoes. They're going, oh, have a look at this, have a look at that. Then they took me around the front and said, look at the sunflowers we're growing. And then I talked to them about the seeds and that you can save the seeds and never have to buy a seed again. So the storytelling is, to me, the deluxe aspect of all of this. And you know, you think of Monica and what she's doing and the preserving and the fermenting. When you think about it from the point of view of the gardeners that are preserving and fermenting and drying, makes people realise. And then, of course, Michael and the community services garden, that's actually giving people seedlings to take home and grow through what they've learnt at the centre, so that they might be in hard times, but if they're growing their own food, that's a massive saving. And then that rebuilds their health. And if it rebuilds their health, then with the physical health comes the mental resolve. And with the mental resolve comes the re-entry back into the community. And to go there and share some time and sit under the tree where the community visitors were sitting, having a morning coffee and about to do some work, and you know, and the men's shed's there, and they're just working away and they're watching. You know, these people are coming in and watching, and they might get a bicycle repaired by the men's shed and said, you know, now you can ride your bike. So the layers, they have a free organic lunch every Wednesday. They get to take produce home. They're actually eating fresh. There you have a community service that's looking after people. It's actually saying, we're here to help you. And that's what people need.
It's garden tithing too. I love that aspect of you saying giving it back. And I'm a great believer in the universe, if you give, you receive. Oh. And so all of that giving, people are getting back.
Oh, they're getting back so much. You know, you can only eat so many cucumbers. You can only eat so many pumpkins. And you give something. I mean, the act of giving is actually more beneficial than receiving.
Well, you've given a lot this time, and thank you so much from the Douglas Shire for giving this so much heart and so much passion this year, because it's infectious. You bring it up here, and we thank you for that.
Oh, it's an absolute treat. And to see that the Shire is supporting it from the top down, but then the community is doing it from the ground up, it's meeting in this wonderful, ill-defined space that the community is putting the markers on, and each garden is marking that space differently, and that's what excites me. I could visit garden after garden after garden, because everyone to me has a story, and the more we can share the stories, then the more we get the real benefit of the connection. And looking at the faces on people, I mean, what's an award? An award, whether it's a bit of money, whether it's a plaque, but it's that community recognition. And you carry that.
Thank
forever.
You, Costa.
Yeah. Thank you.